Destroy enemies one by one. The best learning comes from failure. Nobody likes to hear this. Everybody is a sucker for a surefire guaranteed system. That one magic collection of words to say to get them to fall in love with you. The one magic sales pitch to get everybody to buy. The one weird trick to lose weight while you sleep. The magic reframe that will get you playing the guitar like a pro. Failure is something that used to be fun. Watch a little kid fall on their face. They laugh. Learning by trial and error is built into our brain, and like all necessary traits, it feels good. We need energy. Energy comes from food. So eating feels good. We need to replicate, so we need to have sex. So sex feels good. We used to be tribal animals, and everybody needed to do their part to keep the tribe safe and happy. Every time we did do something that kept the tribe safe and happy, we got positive social validation from the tribe. So, positive social validation feels good. All the things we need to do to keep us and our tribe alive feels good. And because we are born with brains that are not nearly finished, we still need to learn a ton. And you can only learn from practice. And what is practice? Trial and error. So we need to learn, and learning can only come from trial and error practice. Trial and error practice feels good, or at least it used to. When you were part of a tribe, everybody had a vested interest in your success. Being helped along the learning path when everybody wanted you to succeed felt good. Really, really good. When you are learning anything for your own reasons, it feels good. Every time you make a mistake, that is more data of what not to do. Absolutely critical data. But this has kind of been driven out of us while growing up by people who don't have a vested interest in our success, mainly our competitors, those who want what we want. Girls, jobs, positive validation, etc. But those who have had mad success in life recognize this. They recognize the need for competition. Everybody recognizes the need for competition. That's why they have PE in school. That's why communities have little league sports. It's part of the growing up process of playing and losing and creating a desire to come back stronger next time. But for some reason, many of us believe there is a shortcut around these necessary obstacles. There isn't. Consider this idea. You want success more quickly? Find as many obstacles as you can toward that success and crush them one by one. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.